we're in the White Hart. It's a bit chaotic for the next transfer committee show. There's a lot of people around, but this is how you do it, isn't it, Adam? This is your dream transfer committee in the booze, and it's the way Liverpool do it, I'm sure.
Well, that was what I was just thinking. I think this is probably how Ian Eyre used to do it, certainly. around cock dogs, cocktails, salt dog slims.
Cock dogs?
I said cock dogs, I think, because I was just about to say salt dog slims.
Should we start again?
No. We'll power through whether we like it or not.
Cock dogs?
Oh, you know.
That is also what used to be said. I've got Siobhan McGann.
That's actually the player I want to add to the list, is cock dogs.
Cock dog.
Siobhan McGann has Amelia. Kieran Molyneux is a bag of nerves. You're a bag of nerves?
Yeah, I am. And I like the name Hot Dog Slim, to be honest. I think it might be a new alias for me.
And Paddy Fitz, how are you feeling about the dice?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just think of it. Dan dropped me in that, you know, there was no room on that table to roll any kind of dice. And I'm not a board game guy.
Have you been practicing for this year?
Absolutely not.
Just to settle the rumours. Do you know how to roll a dice?
I do now, yeah. Okay. I do now.
Right. It was learning curve for him, learning curve.
Oh, it's the stuff of legends.
Very much so. Sorry,
so far, Neil is operating Paddy's mic, though, for some reason.
So far. Well, it's because there's only four, and you're going to start in a minute. But as ever, John Furlong came up with the game. Stephen Davis does all the fees and the money with me in front. This year, there was input from Gutman, Stewart, and Williams, whether you like it or not, and you might not. There's more to keep an eye on this year. You need to be on top of your homegrown, non-homegrown compliance by the end of it. I'll keep an eye on that for you as well. You've got to hear your full squad. Jeremy Frimpong is in and done. Question one for all of you. Paddy, you can shout out first. Are you having Florian Wirtz? You've done great work to get him lined up. If you want to ruin it now, it's bold. If you want Florian Wirtz, your budget's minus 30 million. If you decide you don't want him, your budget goes up to 100 million. Either way, that's the biggest individual window or calendar year Liverpool have ever spent. Are you having Florian Wirtz?
I mean, I'm tempted to say no, just because I feel like everyone else will say yeah. But I do understand that it'd be a bit heavy, wouldn't it, now to say no. But all I would say is I don't think anyone planned a month or so ago to buy a 10 like him. Not that I'm not happy that it's probably going to happen, but I could be talked into it not happening, but...
Just to be contrarian, though?
Well, just to see what happens, but...
See what happens in this fictional game.
Yeah.
Are you having Florian Wirtz?
Of course I'm having it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I am. I feel like it's a much more complicated show if we don't. So just for that, I'm having Florian Wirtz.
How do you feel like Klopp felt with Michael Edwards sat next to, you know what I mean?
Contrary as fuck.
Yeah.
You're having Florian Wirtz?
Yeah.
Then you should have Florian Wirtz. That's sorted out. Number two is you need to decide on Darwin Nunez immediately. You don't wait for the dice. You've got to confirm right now the plan to him and pay Benfica 5 million if you want him to stay. It comes off your budget. I think you all want him to go.
I haven't needed a dice since Villa away.